My name is Slade Nightingale. I'm from the Cordell FFA chapter in Cordell, Oklahoma, and I won the National Star Farmer.
That just sounds pretty nice, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's real nice. they say it's one of the biggest accomplishments, you know, so I'm really, really excited that I won it, you know. I never dreamed as a little kid, you know, I didn't even know about this stuff, and, you know, once I found out and got entered into it, you know, and I thought this is a pretty big honor, you know. I really hope I can pull it off, you know. And now that we did, you know, I'm thrilled. I'm kind of relieved that it's out in the open now. I know the results, but yeah, it's been a great experience, and I'm really happy.
Slade, who along the way was there for you to encourage you, to give you that needed support?
Well, I mean, of course, all my family. I'm from a family farm, you know. My dad and granddad, they're the ones that, you know, pretty well taught me everything I know. They're the ones that, you know, got my operation to where it is now. But I enrolled in FFA in the eighth grade, and our longtime ag teacher had moved on. Then we had a new guy come in, and it's probably one of the best things that ever happened, because he's the one that explained all this stuff to me and told me to get started on this, because I had the potential to win this award. And Brian Dowdle is his name, and he's the one that's got me started in it, you know, helped me doing all the applications and record books and getting me where I need to be. And he's the one that got me started on it and got me going. And, you know, if it wasn't for him and his wife Mindy, you know, they're the ones that helped me through all of this. And, you know, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have been here, because they're the ones that got me going in it.
Tell us about the operation.
I grow wheat. I plant my wheat in the fall, and then I run cattle on it. I run stalker steers, and I run cattle on it through the wintertime up into the spring, into March. And I'll either pull my cattle off and harvest my wheat for grain, or if I graze my wheat out, I'll leave stalker steers on it through the spring and graze it out. Then I have about a little over 450 acres of cultivation ground right now, of cropland, and then I have a little over 1,200 acres of grassland, too. And I run stalker steers during the summer on the grass. You know, put them out there, you know, end of May, and I'll run them through the summer into August and September and get rid of them, you know, depending on what the weather's done, what the grass is like. But last year, 2008, I ran right at 1,100 head. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Is that where you want the operation to be, or do you see it expanding in the future?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great place for it to be. But like you say, you know, I come from a family farm, so I'm going to keep that going. I'm going to be a third generation of my family farm now. And I'm happy where it's at, but I definitely want to keep expanding. Now, that's my next biggest goal now, is to keep expanding and getting bigger. That's what I'm shooting for now.
So you've kind of always known that farming is what you wanted to do?
Yeah, that's for sure. Like I said, I grew up on a family farm and come from a family farm. You know, that's all I've ever done, all I've ever been around. You know, that's just what I know to do, you know, what I know how to do, and it's just in my bloodline, and that's where I'm going to stay. That's what I want to do.
Take a moment and talk a little bit about the FFA and what that organization has meant to you.
Well, it has meant a great deal to me. You know, it's taught me many of things when it comes to leadership or financial management of like my operation and taking risk management. You know, it's a lot of things the FFA has taught me, you know, coming to these conventions and different leadership conferences and stuff like that. And I've been to four or five of our state conventions now, and this is my third national convention I've been to. But yeah, it's helped me out. I'm really glad I've been associated with the association. It's helped a lot of people. It's done a lot of good things for a lot of people. It's a great thing to be a part of.
Slade, again, congratulations on being named the 2009 American Star Farmer.
Thank you. I appreciate it.